5:30, and we do have a study session. And I believe this is going to be a Zoom presentation, Sam, Mr. Crawford?
And Dina, if you'd like to begin for the 5:30 study session.
Perfect. So just wanted to make sure for the sound that it's appropriate for us to go ahead and start.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. So yes, thank you for the opportunity to meet with you this evening and present to everyone. My name is Dina Garza, and I'm the audit manager of the local team for the State Auditor's Office based out of Bellingham. With me today, I have two members of my staff, Karina Orkett and Serena Saul, who are closely related in the audit work, and so they will also be presenting portions of today's presentation, so you'll be able to hear and interact with all three of us. This is the exit conference for the city's regular audit, where we'll talk about the audit work that we performed and the reports that will be coming out or that were published today, just based on the timing of the meeting. Logistically, we do have the PowerPoint that you see on the screen. That's our main form of communication, just visually. We have also provided a packet of information similar to what you've received in previous years. You do not have to have that packet in front of you, although it does supplement everything that we're talking about. So especially where we're referencing reports or recommendations, you'll have more detail visible in your packet than on the screen. On the next slide, Serena, before we get into the specifics of that, we do just like to pause and voice our appreciation for involvement in the audit, like what you're doing tonight. Any time where we can present and talk about the audit and bring an openness to what we're doing, we really see a lot of value in that. And so we appreciate that. We see there's so much value in these meetings because it really aligns with three of our main goals as an office that we see the coming across really collaboratively in our relationship with the city. The first thing is with our office, we have a vision of an increased trust in government. We want to make sure that the good that we are seeing in government, that you and all of your staff are doing, that we can help tell that story to your citizens. We do that not only as an independent state agency, but we also want to make sure that we're very transparent in our examinations. And so where we can answer questions, provide additional detail, whether it's in a meeting like this to you or throughout our audit process, or to any citizens that are looking for that information on our website or reaching out through our hotline. The last goal is an improved efficiency and effectiveness of government. Again, we see a lot of good in government and what everybody is trying to do, and we just really want to support that. And so where we can provide personalized reviews or recommendations as part of the regular audit, or where we can expand some of our non-audit services, our different guides and resources, things that we're seeing around the state that can bring benefit. And so we will highlight a few of those later today in our presentation as well. I will at this time go ahead and hand it over to Serena to talk about the audit that she led this year and what her team performed. Serena?
Thanks, Dina. We wanted to start off by thanking all of the city officials and staff. We worked with a lot of people during our audit this year, and we wanted to thank everyone, especially our main contact, Dan, especially for his assistance in responding to our requests for documentation and information needed to conduct our audit. As we did perform our regular audit, which included the accountability and financial audit. And due to the timing, we also included special procedures related to a loss reported to our office as well. There was a misappropriation identified by the city where the previous public works director was using his city credit card for personal purchases. We performed our review and issued our special investigation report today, agreeing with the city's investigation and summarizing our results. We have had a meeting with management discussing the report. However, if anyone else is interested in reading the report in detail, you can also view it on our website as it was published today. As the purpose, though, for today's meeting is to discuss the accountability and financial audit, I will get into the accountability results. So during this year's audit, we did conduct an accountability audit for fiscal year 2021. The purpose of an accountability audit is to confirm compliance with laws, regulations, as well as internal policies and procedures. In addition, our audit looks at whether there is adequate controls to safeguard public funds. Under the heading results in brief, you will see that our audit found operations complied in all material respects to laws, regulations, policies, and procedures, as well as provided adequate controls over safeguarding of public resources. And if you are following along in your packet, these results are also detailed on page 7. We make our audit selection using a risk-based audit approach based on planning procedures we perform during the beginning of the audit. Included in this slide are the areas we identified for further testing in this year's audit. This was comprised of a review of procurement, tracking and monitoring of theft-sensitive assets, and credit cards. We also reviewed minutes to confirm compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act and financial condition, which we are reviewing at all the entities that we audit. So we do have a couple recommendations to discuss today. Our first is regarding credit cards. Our accountability audit focuses on the controls which would prevent or detect fraud. Since we did identify a control deficiency which allowed the misappropriation to occur, we do have a corresponding accountability finding, which does relate to the special investigation. Here, we were able to expand our testing past the known misappropriation to determine if the control deficiency affected other credit card users. And we did note the weakness was limited to the former public works director, which is referenced in the finding. And if you are following along in your packet, this is also referenced on page 27. And secondly, we also have a recommendation regarding public works projects as well as architecture and engineering procurement requirements. This speaks to ensuring compliance with procurement laws. We have had multiple discussions with management, thus we are confident that management will resolve this. And this really concludes our accountability results. Thus, I will pass it on to Karina to discuss the financial audit results.
Thank you, Serena. So we performed a one-year financial statement audit, which covered fiscal year 2021. The purpose of the financial statement audit is to issue an opinion on whether the financial statements can be relied upon. And we're happy to report that we're issuing an unmodified opinion, as this is the opinion that you would want. We know that the city's financial statements are correctly presented in all material respects. As part of our financial statement audit, we also look at the controls that ensure that you accurately reporting out your financial statements. And we noted that the city has good controls in place, and there are no significant deficiencies or material weaknesses in those processes and controls. We also noted no instances of noncompliance that was material to the city's financial statements. Overall, a great job on your financial statement audit. Just some required communications that we are required to report out to you based on standards. The first one is related to misstatements. There were no material misstatements that were identified during the course of the audit, and we also have no uncorrected misstatements to report to you today. Management override of controls is a required risk that we consider in all of our financial statement audits. This includes procedures such as your journal entry processes to ensure that if any adjustments are made to your financial records, those adjustments are properly reviewed and have support. We noted no concerns in this area for the city. And now I'll go through some some more administrative items. We just wanted to remind that we do have a really great tracker tool that allows the city to be very transparent on how you address your more significant recommendations, such as a finding. Since the city does have an accountability finding, we wanted to make sure that you're aware that you can update that on the progress that you're making and how you're addressing our recommendations. That is an outward facing tool that the public can view to see how the city has addressed that recommendation. We will be working with Dan to make sure that that can be updated, and we'll follow up after this meeting. As Serena mentioned, we did publish all of our reports as of this morning, including our accountability, financial, as well as a special investigations report. Those can be viewed on our website. Dan should have gotten a notification that those were published. Once those are published, we do have an audit survey that goes out to Dan. As Serena mentioned, we work with a lot of people around the city as part of our regular audit and special investigations. We just want to make sure that anyone else would like to fill out the audit survey. We really appreciate any feedback that you might have for us. We take that very seriously on our team and statewide. And just some closing remarks. As we were aware of the special investigations prior to starting a regular audit, and we're able to adjust our costs to make sure we included some additional time to address any of those more significant issues. And therefore, we're happy to report that the costs are in alignment with our original estimate provided in the engagement letter. Your next scheduled audit will be conducted this year in 2023, probably around the fall or winter time, and will include a one-year financial statement. Based on our work with the city, we feel really good about the city addressing the more formal recommendations that we presented today and felt that the city can stay on the two-year accountability cycle. An estimate for the financial statement audit is included in your packet on the second page of your exit handout. And before we conclude, as Dina mentioned, we really would like to make sure that you're aware we have great non-audit services that you can access on our website. The Center for Government Innovation is a non-audit department that works really hard to make sure that we have lots of great guidance out there. As you can see, we have lots of guides, payroll, segregation of duties, or bidding and procurement. But we also have handouts to minimize cybersecurity risks. Statewide, we've noticed an increase in cybersecurity attacks. We want to make sure that if you are interested to provide some of these handouts to your staff to make sure they're being very diligent whenever a suspicious emails come through. Those are those are out there on our website and can be utilized any way that you might see fit. And this is concluding our presentation. We just wanted to make sure we're pausing for any questions or comments.
Does anybody have any comments they would like to ask? Well, thank you very much. Oh, Dan, would you like to make a comment?
So I just wanted to make a comment. First, one, thanking the state auditors. They're absolutely phenomenal to work with. Anytime you have any questions or concerns, you can call them, and they just are just incredible with helping us get the information that we need. When we started this entire process of the special report, the fraud investigation, they were extremely helpful and helped us examine what we needed to examine and got down to the results of finding everything. And then also just thanking the other department heads and my staff, the council members. These reports would not be possible without Carla Flaming, Christy Shipp, who prepare these reports and helped us get such good results. So overall, we have a very, very good staff here at the city and excellent council members. So I just wanted to thank everyone.
Mr. Mayor.
Mayor, thank you. I wanted to provide the council some assurance that we have processes in place to review credit card receipts. I've also instructed Dan to start to put together a policy and program to audit some of our theft sensitive materials for the city. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be increasing our controls on inventory and accounting for those every year in a more robust way. And then third, I wanted to let the council know, in agreement with the auditors, we're going to forward this prosecution, or excuse me, this case to the Whatcom County Prosecutor's Office for further review. And then pending any sort of outcome they may have, we'll cooperate with any criminal charges if they ensue.
Okay, thank you. So again, I would like to again thank the auditing department. They were very, very helpful when I had to deal with them a year ago. And I would also very much like to thank Dan and his team for doing such a very good job and a difficult task to get this audit prepared so smoothly so that it would work out as well as it did. So thank you for everybody that's been involved. Okay, that's that. Study session will be called at 5:47.